Annika Sorenstam's great golf experiment is over. Today at the Colonial Golf Tournament in Fort Worth, Texas, Sorenstam missed the cut, failing to qualify for the final two rounds. Sorenstam is the first woman in 58 years to compete against the men on the PGA Tour. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Oh, good stroke. Just a fraction less pace, it would have just gone straight into the middle.
Groans from the crowd, would-haves and could-haves from the announcers on the USA Network, that pretty much defined Annika Sorenstam's second and final day on the PGA Tour. She started well with a birdie on the second hole, but a string of bogeys pushed her score higher and higher. She looked frustrated at times and tired. Afterwards, Sorenstam indeed seemed exhausted by the whole experience.
I'm glad I did it, but this is way over my head and... But so many more people, I wasn't as tough as I thought I was.
Sorenstam missed the cut by four strokes. As it became obvious that her score was too high to qualify for the weekend rounds, the huge crowds lost some of the enthusiasm of Thursday's memorable first round. They measure golf shots by yards, and Sorenstam's first tee shot of the tournament traveled 243 down the middle of the fairway. But if shots were measured in terms of symbolism, the ball still would be going. Not only did Sorenstam conquer a thumping heart and queasy stomach, she swung easily under the crushing weight of expectations. She was the gender buster, shaking up the staid PGA, and everyone was watching. Even CNBC ran an Annika watch on its stock ticker, right next to the Dow Jones and NASDAQ updates. She followed up that tee shot with a round of smart, accurate golf, and she was happy.
I'm very, very proud of the way I was focusing and proud of the way the decisions I made and that I stuck to them. And that's why I'm here. I want to see if I could do it.
When a person challenges the way things are, everyone has an opinion, and there have been lively debates leading up to the Colonial, the main one about whether women should compete with men. Even though Sorenstam answered yes with her one-over-par first round, the debates continued. Last night, ESPN's Outside the Lines featured golf analyst Peter Kostas and conservative columnist Debbie Schlissel.
This was her ultimate pinnacle moment, and you know what? She handled it beautifully. But just because she handled it beautifully does not necessarily allow one to connect the dots to say that women can compete with men on the PGA Tour.
And you know, it's kind of like Bill Veeck when he used to be alive and he was promoting baseball and he got a midget to stand at home plate to help attendance at the St. Louis Browns. It worked once, but it's not going to work at every tournament. And that's what this is about.
You're equating Annika Sorenstam with Eddie Goodell, who was a midget?
Well, I mean, it is a publicity stunt.
Whatever you call it, it's been captivating entertainment. Sorenstam's presence has turned a forgettable stop on the PGA Tour into a world event. It's brought thousands to the course. Many people who might never watch Sorenstam on the women's tour have turned up wearing green Go Annika buttons. Billy Delp is one of them.
I was at the hospitality at the Coca-Cola suite, and I said, "Annika, I love you." And she looked up at me and gave me the thumbs up sign and smiled at me. What a great lady.
Which is what many will remember, even as the golf analysts and sports sociologists dissect the last 2 days and figure out what it all meant. When asked this week about the significance of playing with the men, Sorenstam, like any good athlete, kept it simple. "I'm living my dream," she said, "and that's what it's all about." Tom Goldman, NPR News.